A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Peivav, Chulin 86a, pagination is 171. We'll start on the facing page towards the bottom, about a fifth of the way up on the page. The first words on the line are Gzeira Ligzeira, and then we begin. Rabbi Chiya Nafal Le'Ya'niva Bechitnei. Rabbi Chiya experienced a problem of Ya'niva, some sort of creature that was eating his flax. Rashi says, tolas, some sort of worm. Art Scroll, based on their research, says that it should be translated as a moth. In any case, he had a problem with the flax, and it's affecting a lot of things because they relied on that. Also, he came in front of Rebbe for advice. Amale, he told him, Shkol Ofa, take a bird, Ushkolta Bobisa de Mayo, and shecht it on the trough of water that the flax is soaking in. De Morach Dama Vishavikle, because this creature will smell the blood and it'll leave the flax alone. Now, it could be that it was attacking the flax as it was being soaked, but it could also be that this was a preemptive measure, similar to infusing it with some sort of perfume that would cause the creature to stay away once it was infused in the flax. That smell would repel the creature. Now, certainly we could discuss this seemingly home remedy, which clearly displayed Rebbe's proficiency in how things interact in this world and what likes what, etc., and how you do this. But for our purposes, we're in Perakisui Hadam, the discussion of covering the blood after the shechita of a bird. And the Gemara therefore asks, Heichi Avid Achi, how could you do such a thing? You have to cover the blood of a bird, and if you put that blood into the water, you're not going to do kisui hadam. V'atanya, we learned, ha-shochet v'tzorech ledam, a person who shechts and he needs the blood, chayev l'chasos, he has an obligation to do kisui hadam, so he's got a problem. Ketzad yaseh, what should he do? What's his solution? O nochro, o okro, he can kill the animal in a way that lets the blood flow, but is not a shechita. Rav Dimi responded that Rebbe never told him to do a shechita straight away. He told him that he should do treifa first on the bird, make it non-kosher, and then shecht. This is assuming that shechita she'ena ru'uya, since it will not produce kosher meat, it's not considered a shechita in this context, which is an item that we mentioned in previous sessions, is debatable. Ravin said, no, he's not doing a shechita at all. He's doing a nechira, he's piercing the animal to get the blood out, to kill the animal, but it was not a shechita, because a shechita would require kisui hadam. So that's how this topic got here on the discussion of kisui hadam. But once we are on the topic, it's a fascinating story that Reb Chiya's flax was vulnerable. Moving on to today's daf, about a fifth of the way down, at the end of the line, Umi Nafal, did it indeed happen that this problem came, that Nafa le Yaniva bechitnei, that this Yaniva creature would attack the flax of Reb Chiya. V'ha'omar Ravin Barabo v'amri la'amin Rabbi Avin bar Shiva. We have a tradition that Misha'olu b'nei ha'gola, when those Babylonians, those, Rashi says, Hasidim, pious people, came to the land of Israel, their presence created such a great elevation that pasku hazikin vazivos v'aruchos v'ra'emim, all kinds of bad things in nature, such as earthquakes, stopped. And the people were protected because of the righteousness of the Babylonians. V'lo hichmitz yenom, the wine didn't go sour. V'lo laka pishtanom, and their flax did not get affected in such ways. V'nasnu chachamim eneim b'rabchia uvanov, and the chachamim, when they commented such, they directed the credit to Reb Chiya and his sons, who were so righteous and came from Bavel, and they're the ones they attributed this protection and blessing to. So it would be pretty odd that they are the ones who are being credited with the protection of the flax. And then you tell me a story that his flax were being attacked? And the Gemara answers, indeed, their merit helped for everyone else. Adidhu, lo, but on their own, it did not protect. They are being held to a different arrangement with heaven, and their righteousness didn't protect them. They're on a stricter standard. Kid Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, as Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, there's a quote, Bechol Yom Vayom Bas Kol Yotzes Ve'omeres. A statement from heaven goes as follows, Kol Ha'olam Kulon Nizon Bishvil Chanina Bini. The entire world is being sustained because of my son Chanina. This is referring to Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa. Ve'chanina Bini, but my son Chanina, it's sufficient for him a portion of carobs from week to week, so that even though the whole world is being sustained by his righteousness, but his own personal arrangement with heaven is not that level of generosity. He's got a different standard, different arrangement. And apparently, righteous people are sometimes held to strict letter of the law or whatever the arrangement should be phrased as, but they don't have that same blessing that they themselves are affording to the world. There's a related type of concept we have in Slichas, the tefillah Midas HaRachamim Aleinu Hiskalgali, that Hashem should pour upon us, bring upon us the attribute of mercy. So they say in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, who was a strong personality, he said, why should we daven for Midas HaRachamim? We can be Zocha Bedin. We can merit even in judgment. We can pull this off. But I think most of us would be happy with the words Midas HaRachamim. It should be merciful. And we would be satisfied with that. But there are people who are able to enter a different realm. And therefore, even though at first glance it seemed very odd that such a person should have the problem that he himself is protecting the world from, but we see by Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa such a thing. And indeed, the Gemara concludes that Rabbi Chiya's merit protected the generation, but he still had a problem which he needed to turn to Rebbe to help him solve. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.